Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Morning Mindset Podcast Show. I am your host, of course, as you should know. And if you don't know that, well, listen louder, pay attention, and you will know by the end of the show. Today, we're going to talk about pleasing everyone or trying to please everyone. Or should we try to please everyone? I don't know. Well, I'm going to say no. I have a couple of businesses that I am involved with. And in those businesses, I am not allowed. You know, we talked before about allowed versus able. I'm not allowed to access the customer service email. Yeah, everybody who has a website, or at least I'm assuming everyone who has a website, has an info at address or a customer service at address. Most people don't have customer service at because it's too long of an address. It's info at or sales at or questions at or blank blank at, whatever the name of your website. Or whatever, maybe service at, or so. What happens? What appears in those inboxes? Horrible things. There's a reason why people are paid actual good money to sift through any company or business's info at box or questions at or sales at or whatever. Whatever the general public email is for that business, there's a reason that somebody has to sift through all that. Not only is there a scary, ridiculous amount of spam from China or India or Africa or wherever, but you can tell because it's not good English. But then you also have to sift, yet between sifting through all of the spam and the garbage, you have to go through all of the complaints and the offended people. Yes, yes, people who apparently have nothing better to do with their lives spend a lot of time on the internet going to a company's info at or sales at or whatever general service email and letting you know how they are offended, how they've been offended by something that your company did. And you say, well, Paul, most companies don't have radio shows or TV shows, or most companies don't speak directly to their, you know, customers, so how could they offend them? Oh, you would think that if a company is only sending out sales flyer-type email, or special promotion emails or whatever, you'd think if that's all they were doing, if they're not actually speaking directly or, you know, offering opinion like I do, you'd think, well, then, you know, who could be offended by a sales flyer? I mean, who could possibly be offended by an email notifying the worldwide customer base of an upcoming sale? Apparently a lot of people. Recently, one of the companies that I'm involved with sent out an email And in the opening paragraph, they made light of the current social distancing situation and joked about it. Well, you'd think that making light about something would make people feel better or they'd appreciate that, but apparently they didn't. It's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to get angry. It's easy to just, quite frankly, you know, the quickest road to frustration and madness is attempting to please everyone all the time. You should have learned this a long time ago. You should have been taught by your parents or teachers or whatever that you're not going to be able to please everyone all the time. So don't try. Because if that is your goal, if your goal, and that is the goal of political correctness, the goal of political correctness is to attempt to please everyone all the time. But it actually generates the opposite of its stated intent. And what you do is you end up creating people who are constantly looking for ways to be offended. Constantly looking for ways that they, things they can complain about. How and why they have been offended. And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse every year that goes by. So what I'm going to say to you, and now you probably would say to me, if we were to be face-to-face, you're like, yes, I understand, Paul. Many, many years ago, my mother, my father, my parents, teachers, whatever, maybe it was a coach, said, you're never going to be able to please everyone all the time, so don't try. And I will say to you, okay, you know that, you learned that, and do you still find yourself frustrated when not everyone either agrees with you or understands, or what have you? If you have not pleased everyone, if everyone is not pleased with you, does it bother you? Does it upset you? And if that's the case, you need some perspective. Number one, you need perspective because it's literally not possible. The only way to not offend anyone is to do nothing. Now, if that's your goal, if your goal is to do nothing, to accomplish nothing, then I guess you're okay. But I'm going to assume that the vast majority of my audience, the vast majority of you out there listening, actually have goals that you want to accomplish things, whatever it happens to be. I don't know what your particular position is. Maybe you wish to be a creative person. Oh, my Lord. If you endeavor to create, whether it's audio through music or the spoken word or what have you, whether it's video, whether you're talking about television or movies or what have you, or writing, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, educational, non-educational, whatever it is, if you attempt to enter the creative realm, painting, and it doesn't matter. If you attempt to do that, what's going to happen is there are going to be people that don't like it. There are going to be people that don't like what you said, that don't like what you wrote, that don't like what you produced, and they're never going to be convinced of the value of what you did. But that's okay. That's all right. Because if you decided, well, I'm not going to write a book, I'm not going to paint a picture, I'm not going to produce a video unless I know everyone likes it, well, then you're never going to do anything. If you're waiting for everyone to like everything you do, then you're never going to do anything and you're never going to accomplish anything because it's not possible. So I'm here to tell you right now, and I'm sure there may be some of you out there who are still frustrated, and you get frustrated when people are offended and complain and so forth. Me personally, like I said, I in my position in the business, I am the creative person. I'm the person that's supposed to go to the microphone, the computer, the laptop, the camera, and do things, creative things. I'm not the one who answers the emails and reads the complaints from the Karens and the Kyles that, you know, got all butthurt. But if you're worried that people are going to not like what you did, if not everyone's going to appreciate it, and you're not going to do anything unless you're sure everyone will like it, then you're never going to do anything. And that's just the way it is. So stop trying to please everyone. You're not ever going to be able to. It's not going to happen. Focus on doing the right thing. If you're doing what you know is right, if you're doing what you know is correct to the best of your ability, and some people don't like it or get offended, well, that's just tough nuts for them. All right. I will be back tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.